This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
On the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Bogart's in Kearney. A lot of fine folks here with their Tri-City Storm pucks. They're all having fun and getting ready to enjoy the Tri-City Storm and have a lot of fun here at Bogart's. Stop by, see us, pick up a frisbee, pick up a hockey puck, also pick up a registration to get the Charbroil Grill, courtesy of Bogart's in Nebraska land. Sign up to win two season tickets as well to Tri-City Storm of Hockey. And stop by and see us, because today on the show at Bogart's, you can stop by and enjoy a complimentary hot dog, courtesy of Schroeder Smoked Foods, as well as a free ice-cold Coca-Cola. While you're here, check out the Hockey in July special offer and chat with Storm players like Rick Pinkston. He's here. Matt Johnson, he's here. Mario Puskarich, with the weird hair, right?
Yeah,
he's got the weird hair, so check that out. Bring the kids for the Hockey Shot Challenge as well and see everybody's favorite friend, because Stormy is in the house, and it's all happening live right now in the Bogart's parking lot here in Kearney as Stormy continues to delight all.
They tell me Pinkston hasn't lost a fight in 2 years.
Well, nobody wants to throw down with Pinkston. Nobody wants to. I heard he's
a pretty good-looking kid.
I heard Pinkston wanted to go to camp.
I heard he's not even... I mean, on his own team, he's not even the tough guy.
He's a...
But he thinks he is. Is that true?
He's a different cat.
He is a tough guy?
He is a tough guy. Well, and one of the ways you can be tough when you're not a teenager or a 20-year-old anymore, Daddy, is to find the fine folks up at Complete Nutrition. They're going to get you set up.
Well, they're going to get you set up with Charger, because it's a safe and effective formula that recharges your natural testosterone levels. Back when you are peaking physically, like when you used to play for the Storm, you'll feel like you played for the Storm when you're taking the new Charger. The new Charger with the new Night formula, say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with Charger, the new Charger pack today. Complete Nutrition, right out in front of the Archway Plaza, 42nd and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Call them today.
12 teams in 12 days starts tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And why go one team at a time? You got to get the overall view, which we will do when we are in Dallas, of course, for Big 12 Media Days at the end of the month. But, Tony, it's great to have one of the Big 12 analysts join us on the show today, former coach in the conference. And, again, this is the most interesting time ever in Big 12 lore as we get ready for the final season of these 12 teams in the conference.
Well, we go to Texas right now, and Dennis Franchione, former coach you mentioned, TCU, former coach Alabama, former coach A&M, all those places, joins us right now on the Doug and Danny Show. Coach, good morning. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you.
Well, Coach, before we get into breaking down any teams, I guess we have to get your thoughts on where you think the Big 12 conference is. And maybe whether you agree, I was kind of shocked at Tommy Tuberville getting the wood laid to him and the law laid down by Commissioner Dan Beebe for maybe speaking the truth. Where do you see the future of this conference?
Well, I think Tommy's statements were accurate and certainly on base. When you don't have an equal revenue distribution, that leads to problems on down the road, and certainly the league doesn't have it and has not had it, and that's probably why teams have had to make decisions and leave the conference, and you know, those things happen in this day and age in college football. I think Nebraska made a decision of what was best for their institution overall, and wasn't an easy one. Colorado did the same thing, and you know, fortunately, the Big 12 held together, but I do think it's a little bit of a diluted conference now.
Coach, do you think in 4 years you're going to see the conference go one or two directions, or do you see it remaining with those 10 schools?
I do not see them adding schools, and I just don't see who they would add that brings a lot to the table. Obviously, the one that they would love to add would be Arkansas, but Arkansas is not coming back. That train's left the station, and they're happy in the SEC. Their revenue stream is great. They're not coming back right now, and there's really nobody else that I can see that brings a whole lot to the table that would help them. So I don't see a lot of change in that regard.
Dennis Franchione, Big 12 analyst, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as we get ready for our Big 12 days in 12 teams. We're going to have Oklahoma State tomorrow. Coach, where do you see, out of the 12 teams out there, where do you see the most significant change, either upwards or downwards from last year, from any team in the conference?
Well, I think obviously Oklahoma State is probably going to go down a little bit. They've had a good run. I don't see them being able to replace some of the talent that they've lost, unless they've got some people that I just don't know about completely. And I think Kansas State has a chance to move up the ladder just a little bit. You know, Bill Snyder put a lot of things in place last year. I don't think his talent level is still where he wants it to be, but I think things that help his program succeed are more in place now.
Coach, give us a preview of your old team, Texas A&M, a team that looks to have maybe the defensive player of the year in Von Miller and the offensive player of the year at quarterback in Jared Johnson.
Well, I think potentially if things go well, they could have a really good year. I think they have two question marks, how much they can improve their defense, and Von Miller certainly will be a part of that. And then the offensive line, whether it can be stable enough to let that offense operate as well as it did last year. They've got a great quarterback in Jerod Johnson, probably the premier quarterback in the league right now as we start the year, and certainly a guy that can make things happen in that offense for them. And so if they can get the defense a little bit better and if the offensive line can protect him, I think they've got a chance to have a heck of a year.
Dennis Franchione is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we begin our preview of the Big 12 Conference for 2010. Coach, is Turner Gill in a no-win situation the first couple of years in Kansas, or are things not as bad as some people think they are?
Well, I don't think that he's in a no-win situation. I think things are probably a little better than they think they are. But I don't see Kansas being quite as good as they've been. They're going to have a hard time replacing Todd Reesing and a few of the players on their team. You know, this is a big jump for Turner. He's got his hands full with this jump. And, you know, coaching Buffalo, he did a marvelous job there, but he's not at Buffalo anymore. He's not Kansas anymore, Toto. Or he is in Kansas now. So that's going to be a little bit bigger hill for him to climb, and he's got some rebuilding to do there. But I think the fans are going to be very tolerable of Turner. He's a great person, a great guy, and a good coach. And I think they're going to give him time to put things in place and certainly be understanding of where he is with things.
Coach, when you look at the North Division and the Big 12, certainly looks to us, I think, that there's Nebraska and then there's some separation to the other teams. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I really do. I tell you what, I was so impressed with Nebraska's defense last year. You can say what you may about people, but the Pelinis can coach defense. There's no doubt about that. And if they can get their offense just a little bit better and a little bit more open and able to do a few things, they're going to be awfully hard to beat. And I think they can win it all if they can get their offense going.
You mentioned Kansas State, Coach. You think Kansas State could be the second-best team in the North?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I still have to probably lean toward Missouri to be the second-best team in the North with Gabbard back and some of the people that they have. I just think Kansas State has a chance to make a nice jump up into a bowl and to be you talked about the teams that may come the farthest. They may make a nice a leap as anybody, I think, this year with Bill in his second season.
Everybody wants to talk about the darlings, you know, in Nebraska and Oklahoma and Texas. The bottom feeders are there in Baylor and Iowa State. Can they make a move to do anything to get out of the cellar?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. Baylor, if Robert Griffin just walks on water, they might be able to get to at least bowl stability. But can they finish any higher than fifth or sixth in the South? I don't think so. That doesn't mean they can't get the six wins and get into a postseason game. I just don't know if they have enough talent overall to support Robert Griffin to get themselves in that position. It's going to be interesting to see what Texas Tech does. I think Obviously, they're going to be better on defense. How they're going to be on offense remains to be seen. You know, Iowa State, what a great job that they did last year. Paul Rhodes did a magnificent job, and can he do that kind of job again in his second year? You know, I think right now the North is so close, and Nebraska is finally starting to emerge as a strength in the North, but it's hard to figure out who the other strong ones are in the North, as our conversation has kind of said. So Colorado may jump up a little bit this year. Certainly they have talent enough to do it, I think. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Yeah, that was my next question, Dennis, was about Colorado. They're kind of the odd man out. Of course, Nebraska and Colorado leaving the conference. They've really struggled. It seemed like they wanted to get rid of Dan Hawkins if they could have afforded it. Now they have to get ready to compete in the Pac-10 conference. This is really that off year in transition for them. How do you see Coach Hawkins? Can he save his job? Will he be with Colorado? Can they be a lot better?
Well, that's a tough question to answer. I watched him close the last 2 years, and doing ESPN games, I've done them a couple times, and I can't quite understand what they're trying to do offensively sometimes. They seem to want to throw the ball, and their strength was that offensive line and those two running backs, and they seem to put a lot on the quarterback, and their quarterbacks haven't, in my opinion, been able to carry them. And those running backs seem like they could be somebody that if they get 25 to 35 carries a game, maybe they could carry them a little bit and shorten the game a little bit, keep your defense off the field a little bit, and try to control the football and try to milk away into 6 or 7 wins. And I think they can do that, but I do think they're going to have to stabilize what their philosophy or purpose or direction is offensively, in my opinion.
Coach, when this Big 12 all breaks down, what are you going to miss most about the couple games you're going to miss the most in seeing every other year, if not every year?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, the Nebraska-Oklahoma games, the Nebraska-Texas games, the Texas A&M games, we had some fantastic ones. You know, Kansas State-Nebraska has been special games. It's hard for me to identify Colorado as much as Nebraska. You probably have to say the Colorado-Nebraska game was special at some point in time, but Colorado always seemed a little bit on the periphery of this league. But those other games now, we're going to miss those in college football. Nebraska-Oklahoma and Nebraska-Texas and some of those were great games.
Dennis Franchione from ESPN, Big 12 analyst, covers the conference, former coach, of course, and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we'll let you get out of here with this. Is it too early for a prediction? I can't see anybody that has picked anybody but Nebraska and Oklahoma. Can we make that prediction this early?
Well, you can. I'm not quite willing to give it to Oklahoma yet. I don't think Texas is going to give this thing up real easily. And you know, Oklahoma, they lost some great players, and they've got some great players coming back. I like their football team. I'm just not quite ready to say Texas is not going to be right there. I think this Gilbert kid is going to do well, and they're going to be good enough on defense to protect him a little bit early and let him get his feet on the ground. And I think if that happens, they're going to be awfully hard to beat. I guess if I were predicting today, I would predict Texas-Nebraska in the championship game.
Well, if I were to predict today, I'm thinking a year from now you're going to have a clipboard instead of a headset. Is that a true assessment?
You know, I don't know about that. I did my 35 years, and there's another life out there. I'm really enjoying doing the ESPN radio things. It's kept me close to college football. I certainly love the game and love what it does for young people. I miss coaches and players most of all, but I'm also having a lot of fun.
Well, Dennis, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we look forward to seeing you throughout the year in the Big 12 telecasts and hopefully in Dallas as well. Thanks for the time.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Dennis Franchione joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to preview the Big 12, and Daddy, that gets us into football talk. You know, I like what he's saying. I'm not saying we're going to make our picks at the end of all of this, North and South. But everybody seems to be loving Oklahoma right now, and finally somebody stood up and said, you know what, don't overlook Texas and don't overlook this young Mr. Gilbert, who's one heck of a good quarterback, thinks could come into his own You know, he doesn't have to be Colt McCoy if they've got things to go around him, and that's the way it is at Texas. You don't have to have that kind of stuff to go around him.
Now, you think the big three, and the, I filled out my preseason ballot last night, and the majority of players are Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska. It looks to be a two-way race once again, though. Can A&M, can Gerard Johnson, can he step up and be the offensive player of the year? Can Von Miller, who had 17 sacks last year, led the nation, can he be the defensive player of the year? Those two are on my preseason ballot. Will they be there at the end? We'll have to wait and see.
Well, we talked yesterday a little bit about I just threw it out, said, you name them off, how you think they're going to go, just things you've heard. That way you didn't have a magazine in front of you, and you taking a little more time to look over it. Have you changed it up a little bit?
You know what? I did move Kansas. I don't know what's going to go on. You know, Dennis Franchione seems to be a little bit higher on Kansas State than maybe I am. I still think they've got a ways to go. I don't know if Bill Snyder coming back is the real answer. I know the facility's named after him, and they've got a lot of good things that happened under his watch. He turned a total losing atmosphere, into a winner, and then they did some really good things back there.
Well, let me ask you this. Could Tom Osborne coach Nebraska today?
Oh, you got to think so. But then
I want to take that to the next level. Is Tom Osborne and or Bill Snyder coaching, or are they overseeing the assistant coaches for the most part?
Well, there you go. You don't know that. But knowing what a workaholic Bill Snyder is, he's involved with everything. And, you know, I heard, that the players are there from 7 in the morning until 10 at night. That's just that when 2-a-days get started, they're watching film, getting ready. It doesn't matter if you're Kansas State, if you're in Nebraska. It is long days. Kansas State, though, Doug, you look at the non-conference, UCLA, Central Florida. Of course, UCLA with Rick Neuheisel and Central Florida. Those look like two tasks that are tough. Where, yeah, you've got Southern Miss, Georgia Tech, two good tests for Kansas. There's some awful good, Colorado always played a schedule at California, Georgia, Colorado State. That's a brutal
schedule.
They're
actually hosting Hawaii. Yeah. Colorado actually hosting Hawaii early in the year, so that's something that you don't necessarily always see. Stormy in the house. He's signing autographs. We are here at Bogart's in Kearney for hockey in July. He's looking good. I'll tell you what, he's coming back off vacation. I mean, because he's been on vacation for about 3 months. He's fit. He's trim. He's been working out. And you know what he's doing? He's giving you a chance today while we're at Bogart's till 1 o'clock to save money on season tickets. They're $60. They put it into $60 six-month packages, so that's $360. Well, today, they're going to knock 1 month off. That means you only have to pay $60 for 5 months, $300. That's a $60 savings here today at Bogart's. And with that money, you can walk right into Bogart's and save. Their Farmland pork sirloin chops are only $1.88 per pound. You can have Farmland Special Select ham or turkey, 16 ounces, $3.98. Hillshire Farm Deli Select lunch meat, $3.18. Farmland pork sirloin roast, $1.98 a pound. So many other items on sale as well.
Don't forget, Doug, Wine Taster going on Friday night, this Friday, July 9th, from 4 to 6, right here at Bogart's. Hey, drew a winner for the grill as well.
That's right. We have just drawn the winner for the Charbroil Grill, courtesy of Bogart's in Nebraskaland. They're still signing up to win season tickets to the Tri-City Storm. Still have free half-pound hot dogs and Coke, courtesy of Schroeder's Smoked Foods. So stop by and see us when we come back after this break. We're going to tell you who the winner of the Charbroil Grill is, and a lot more football talk, sports talk as well. The Doug and Daddy Show live on ESPN Radio today from Bogart's here in Kearney.
Hey, dude drinkers, it's time for another episode of Mountain Dew User's Guide to the Good Life. Today, how to not seem like an idiot.
Exactly. Even when baffled by a question.
For example, if a girl asks, excuse me, do you happen to know the circumference of the sun? Don't do this.
Yes, I do. Can you repeat the question?
You're a stupid idiot. Now, here's what you should have done.
Quite right. Spot on question, love.
Exactly. To appear smarter than you are, use a British accent.
Bloody brilliant! Oh, because the sun is blazing hot, isn't it? It's aces!
Wow, you're like so smart and charming. Wanna grab a dew?
Mountain Dew! Cheerio! Sounds like a jolly good time!
See? When you speak with a British accent, you don't really have to say anything, and you'll seem witty and intelligent.
A British accent? Just another way to live the Mountain Dew good life, mates!
Buddy, that's not a British accent.
Mountain Dew! Do the dew!
When you walk into a Hardware Hank store, chances are you'll be greeted immediately by someone who has a solution to your problem. Heck, it'll probably even be the owner. Shop Hardware Hank for a multiple outlet extension cord from Woods. Rather than wandering around a gigantic big box store, visit Hank, meet the owner, and get a quick solution to your problem. See Hank on Facebook at facebook.com/hardwarehank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank, Hardware Hank.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
For nearly every police officer, deputy, or campus security officer, there's a family waiting and praying for their safety, and a public thankful for the sacrifice. This Saturday at Harmon Park, law enforcement officers and families will be honored with a Meet the Cops picnic. The public is invited. Sponsored by Crime Stoppers of Kearney and Buffalo County, Saturday 11 to 3, no admission charge. Free will donations will be accepted.
If you have clunker appliances, Garrett Appliances has cash for you during their Cash for Clunkers program. It's the Nebraska Appliance Rebate Program, where you can get $200 cash back for refrigerators, $150 cash back on dishwashers, and $100 to $200 cash back on washing machines. Then you can use that cash back on new and already discounted appliances by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Electrolux, and Frigidaire. See store for details. Hurry in. There are a very limited number of rebates available. Garrett Appliances, Kearney, Cozad, and Broken Bow.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some showers and storms possible this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. North winds will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight's lows reach 58 with a chance of isolated showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
And the Doug and Daddy Show continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Bogart's in Kearney, where you can come by, see some of the players. Rick Pinkston's here, Matt Johnson's here, Mario Puskarich is here. Bring the kids for the Hockey Hot Shot Challenge. See everybody's favorite friend, Stormy. He's running around here, having fun with the kids, giving away things, signing autographs. It's all happening live right now in the Bogart's parking lot here in Kearney, the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. We're here until 1 o'clock this afternoon. They're giving away season tickets. They have special offers on tickets, free half-pound hot dogs and Cokes from Schroeder's Smoked Foods, hockey shot, as we told you. But now, Daddy, Stormy and Ryan have just selected the winner of the Charbroil Grill, courtesy of Bogart's and Nebraska Land Distributing. Would you like to do the honors and read the name of the winner of this beautiful grill right in front of us here, the Charbroil Grill from Bogart's and Nebraska Land? Do you know how to say this good Bohemian Czech German name?
I do. His name is Chuck Prohaska.
Hey, Chuck Prohaska. He is the winner of the Charbroil Grill, courtesy of Bogart's at Nebraska Land. So congratulations to Chuck Prohaska of Kearney They'll be contacting you here at Bogart's, or you can swing by and take it out of the lot right now. Congratulations to Chuck Prohaska of Kearney. He is the winner of the Charbroil Grill, courtesy of Bogart's and Nebraska Land Distributing. The Doug and Daddy Show with you for another 30 minutes. Still lots of giveaways, the season ticket giveaway, things to sign up for. The hot dogs are given away. Take your picture with Stormy. They're all right here at Bogart's in Kearney. We're going to take another quick break here because, you know, if it's a short break, you got to make it a big break. We just gave away a very nice grill. So let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Looking for the best deal on high-quality tires? Then now is the time to get to Big O Tires during our red, white, and blue tag sale.
Save $100 on all red tag sets of tires, $50 off all white tags, and $30 off all blue tags.
It's Big O Tires, and that means big savings because every tire in the store is on sale now.
You will save big money during our red, white, and blue tag sale, so don't miss it.
Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net.
Let's take a look where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in giant screen theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Super Screen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KLN-KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9, KHS Radio, Hastings Link 1230 AM, and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all natural products so we can treat your yard and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
Did you know at Burger King in Kearney, breakfast is served every day until 11 a.m. So stop in and try the new breakfast muffin sandwich for just $1. It's delicious sausage, egg, and cheese on a toasted English muffin. A great way to start your morning and wake up those taste buds. And talk about kid-friendly, the South Burger King location has Kearney's only indoor playground. So bring the kids in for lunch and dinner, treat them to a cold Coke or cherry icy, any size, just $1 all summer long, and you can sink your teeth into a juicy steakhouse thick burger. Great flame-broiled taste and 30% larger than the McDonald's Angus burger. Or what about this? Try the new ciabatta tender grilled chicken sandwich. Flame-broiled chicken on a multi-grain ciabatta roll. It's a delicious new taste only at BK. And if you're looking for a great place to do lunch and work, Burger King always has free Wi-Fi available at all locations. Two locations in Kearney to better serve you when you want Burger King now. North 2nd Avenue on 56th Street and on the corner of 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. See you at Burger King.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Our design team is with you from start to finish to answer every question. And with free in-home measuring, we ensure every element of your project is exact. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. Installation available. Locally owned. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
We'll see considerable cloud cover, along with some showers and storms possible this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. North winds will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight's lows reach 58 with a chance of isolated showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
The Doug and Daddy Show, continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Bogart's here in Kearney. We're here until 1 o'clock with the Tri-City Storm. It is hockey in July, Daddy. And it's almost, you know, the way it's cooled down, it's almost like hockey weather compared to what we've seen the last week. And I'm not complaining because I like the warm weather.
Yeah, you know, we've got a little bit of rain, but you're right. It's very seldom do you have 72 degrees or whatever it is right now in the middle of July. But, hey, we'll take it today. And a little breeze coming in, and look forward to having you stop out and see us here at Bogart's. A lot going on. Meet the players. Meet a hot dog that's very, very tasty. And check us out.
All you have to do is stop by and see us here at Bogart's till 1 o'clock. And while you're here, register to win season tickets to the Storm. We've given away a Charbroiled Grill already to Chuck Prochaska of Kearney. And while you're here, you can save money on Storm season tickets for 2010-2011. Enjoy the action by paying $60 for 6 months. And that's only $2 per day. So they're going to give you that six-month package, $60 bill per month. However, if you stop by Bogart's during today's broadcast, the Storm's going to knock off one monthly payment. One monthly payment the Storm is going to knock off, making it only $60 for 5 months to enjoy season-long action. That means you're getting hockey, Storm hockey season tickets and saving $60. And, Daddy, what can you do with that $60 here at Bogart's?
Well, you can buy roughly 26 packages of Surefine Grahams. I mean, who doesn't like graham crackers?
Oh,
I mean, really. But it boils down to it, you can buy 30.
It's s'mores, by the way. I saw some s'mores over the 4th of July, Daddy. You get some s'mores, you need graham crackers for s'mores.
Well, but really, you do need that. And I'm sure the marshmallows are on sale, too. So you got it all. I'm sure the chocolate's on sale. Everything's on sale at Bogart's. Mock tender steaks, $2.48 a pound. Oh, chicken thighs or drumsticks, 89 cents per pound. Talk about it all the time. The great deals going on at Bogart's Foods right here in Kearney. Check them out today.
A little golf talk here on this segment of the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The Nebraska women's match play got underway yesterday, and there's going to be new champions, and there's going to be a lot of new people competing because the finalists last year, Kayla Kanopic of Papillion and former Husker and Grand Island native J.C. Stevenson, both eliminated yesterday in the opening round of a match play. Katie Kaiser of Gothenburg was able to end Kanopic's reign with a 2-1 win. Susan Marchese is still alive. Also, Kristen Cush of Bellevue, a former Wichita State golfer, is still alive. And Sarah Wissing had to qualify yesterday. Stevenson won the qualifying in the morning with a 77. Wissing shot 78, but she was knocked out yesterday as well by Kristen Cush in the first round there, former Wichita State golfer. So all the local ties have been eliminated outside of Gothenburg's Katie Kaiser, the only one, I think, here from the West that is still alive as they are playing quarterfinals and getting ready to tee off in the semifinals this afternoon.
Where's our girl from Donovan? She plays in the junior division, right?
Yeah, and, well, there you go. Interesting that you would bring that up, Daddy, because the Wayne Country Club is hosting the Nebraska Junior Amateur Boys and Girls Tournament. The boys play 3 days next Monday through Wednesday. The girls play 36 holes on Monday and Tuesday. Danielle Lemick claimed her first girls amateur title last year when she won this event at the Beatrice Country Club. She's not going to repeat and win her fourth because she's already won the girls' match play tournaments in 09 and 010, so she'll be attempting to repeat and win that fourth consecutive junior championship.
Fourth.
Yeah.
She's, what, 16?
We'll see.
Great.
She's getting there. It is kind of unbelievable. So that's what's coming on the next couple of weeks as far as golf around the state of Nebraska.
You know, that's one of those up-and-coming incredible stars, you know, what she's been able to put together here lately. You know, she gets much better. There's big and bright things ahead for her.
Also, don't forget that 64 prep all-star teams from 13 states spanning from Arizona to Minnesota are coming into town this week for the 15th annual Miss Basketball Showcase at the University of Nebraska at Kearney Health and Sports Center and also at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. There are plenty of Nebraska teams in the showcase. As always, Pinnacle Bank All-Stars, team runs the Nebraska Twisters. You've also got Nebraska Lasers, the Extreme Team in Sarpy County. They will all be there. Action gets underway at 9 a.m. each morning and runs until approximately 11 o'clock each night. And then Sunday, the Kearney All-Star Game is set for 7, followed by the National Championship of the Miss Basketball Showcase. at around 8:15. So that's all coming up this weekend. And go out and check it out. Some really good girls basketball action. Every year, this is one of the top tournaments around, and that's why it's always jam-packed for Doug Koster and his crew with the 15th annual Miss Basketball Showcase.
That's the biggest and best. I'm telling you, from Chicago to, you know, there's nobody else in the Midwest puts on a basketball tournament right here for the young kids like Doug Koster does. A great job, as always. It'll get going. This is the big one. Comes every year.
So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., things get underway. Don't forget, we're at Bogart's today. Tomorrow, we're at Computer Hardware. Friday, it's the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Could still use a few competitors. We picked up a couple of more just while we've been here this morning, including Brent. So get ready, folks. And again, we have not had any ladies sign up. You are more than welcome, gals, to be in the hot dog eating contest. Again, it's not the same that you see on TV. We sit down like normal human beings and eat hot dogs for 30 minutes. Now, some of the people in this event aren't normal human beings. Daddy, I have to ask you, have we had confirmation from the three-time defending champion?
I have not had confirmation. He's still trying to negotiate a deal with a sponsor. But once that is finalized, it should be done by Wednesday afternoon. We should receive
this is Wednesday.
It was this afternoon. Yeah, we should have confirmation by tomorrow's show that our three-time defenders should be back in the field, and we're looking forward to Pug Bertrand working out the details with Upper Office Sand and Gravel.
Again, that is Friday, so email us if you would like to be on the program on Friday and eat some hot dogs with us. Also, we are giving away a entry into the Fairways and Dreams golf tournament, Fairways and Greens golf tournament at Metal Arc Hills. Four-person scramble tees off Monday at 10 a.m. We'll be out there live with the show to benefit the Nebraska Children's Home. So if you would like to enter your foursome for Monday's golf, because we want to make sure you're available, so email us. That way we know you're available. We're going to draw out a winner on Friday. Or if you'd like to be in the hot dog contest, like our next guest, Todd Gatula, is going to be, all you have to do is email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and. If you're from Auburn, that's A-N-D.
I want to slow it down a bit further. If you can't participate in Monday, don't shoot us an email.
Oh, they will. It'll be good. All's good. Todd Gatula, Tri-City Store, joins us. You know, sometimes he comes in as a co-host. Sometimes he might write a little article for the paper, but right now, he is strutting around making friends here with the Tri-City Storm. What are we doing with hockey in July? We've been talking about all this. People all over the place. Kids are loving this. Maybe we should just play a game this weekend.
That's a good idea. You know, we did the pond hockey. Maybe we can do some water hockey or something. I don't know. No, we want to keep the team on everybody's mind. It gets a little slow when the players leave and things die down in April. And we thought, hey, this summer you know, we keep doing the season ticket push, to be quite honest. We're trying to sell some tickets as we head into the season. We happen to have a few players back for our July 3rd celebration, so we thought, what better time to get you guys on board and talk hockey a little bit in the summer when most people aren't thinking about the sport.
Well, hockey's staying in the forefront, too. The draft, it was made interesting because the Storm was able to pick up a couple of players, Schwartz and Lynn, going into the draft, one leaving the Storm, one coming into the Storm. And then, of course, a lot more hockey talk was going to be made on the show today, regardless, because of the domination on the golf course yesterday by a certain team. And I think it has come around. I'm going to be honest here. I haven't really made this comment on the air during the show before. I think it's come along quicker than we thought it was going to come along. Once you kind of hit bottom on the ice, you just don't know. And it was so much in this first year. You and Greg and all the entire staff out there and what Mr. Brooks is doing, and then the kids on the team. I mean, the guys we played golf with yesterday, I mean, you can say great young men, but they really were. They're kids. They still like messing around like they're doing right now. But, boy, they're well-spoken. And if you're going to be out on a road away from your family and away from your parents, you got to mature a little quicker.
We do have a great bunch of kids. You hit that right on the head. And part of our job to market the team a little bit is let the community get to meet the kids off the ice. You know, if you feel like you know them on a personal level, you're more apt to go cheer for them, enjoy watching them on the ice. That spreads to your friends and neighbors. And it's more about just, you know, knowing them as players, and the organization as a whole feels strongly about getting them out in the public eye, whether it's, you know, kids' events, visiting the schools and reading programs and all that stuff we do off the ice, to simple golf outing with the media and some of the fans and sponsors. But we got the boat turning in the right direction. We know there's a lot of hard work left to rebuild things, and year one's under our belts with the new ownership and management, and heading into year two with a lot of excitement. We should have a really good team. We just came out of tryout camp in Las Vegas here a few weeks ago, and a lot of good talent showed up there. Everybody's always optimistic, but we're maybe a little extra optimistic. We really got some good players, and I don't mind saying that publicly. We're gonna have a salty team this year. A lot of attention with Jaden Schwartz getting drafted. How cool is that? You know, we've all talked. You guys have talked about that was the NFL draft to get a local guy drafted 14th in football. People get football around here. Hockey maybe doesn't quite register what that means for him to go in the first round, the 14th pick. You know, to be able to come out and watch that quality of play is really something that speaks volumes. We're a pretty proud organization right now, to be quite honest, with him going so high.
Todd, I guess it's just such a different feel in only one short year. The last year it seemed to be some real doubt, some desperation. Gosh, can we get this thing turned around? To all of a sudden being, hey, we're contenders. We're fighting for a championship now. We talked about it last year with the USHL and the draft, how big the draft is to getting the players in here and turning around organizations. And, you know, he said, hey, you can be done in a year or two. It's really been proven that time and time again. Now maintaining it, you guys established that a year ago. Now fighting for a championship is really what this team's about.
Yeah, we're not shy about saying we're here to win the division. You know, it ain't just about making the playoffs anymore. We're here to win the division, win the cup, and challenge for that title. Whether that happens this year, next year, or when, you know, is it a fast track or slow track? You never know. It's sports. A lot of things can happen. But we've got, number one, the coaches in place and the ownership in place to recognize talent, number one. They're willing to bring that talent in, you know, bring the guys in that people are going to enjoy watching and get after it. And there's high expectations, I guess, is the bottom line without repeating myself. And that started last year and definitely carries over this year. There's no talking around it. We're here to win games and put people in the seats by doing that and put a good product on the ice.
Well, there's no secret. The high expectations start with Kirk Brooks, the owner, and he came in and made that very clear. One of the first things he said, and it's really carried down and really filtered throughout the organization.
Yeah, he's a hockey guy. We've said that over and over. I know people get tired of hearing that. He loves hockey. He's here for the hockey. There's no hiding behind that, and he's going to do his best to put the people in place from the top to the bottom of the organization. That's coaching staff, management, all the way top to bottom. It's all about customer service and winning hockey games, and we stick with that.
Well, we talked with Rick Pinkston earlier on the show today, and he's going to be one of the cornerstones of this team coming up.
What a good kid. Huh?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Great interview. You wouldn't have known he was a 20-year-old hockey player.
Yeah, Rick's been here a couple of years, and a lot of fans listen to Rick, and he's one of our feisty guys on the ice. He's a little bit of an enforcer. Not afraid to put you in the boards, and if you want to drop them and go, Rick's going to drop them and go and protect the guys when they're taking shots and hits. And he's a tough kid. He's scrappy. He's talented and skilled. And we talk about our defensemen. We went after some good, big, strong defensemen this year. You're going to see a lot of different style of play on the ice with some bruisers out there that can skate, get around the ice, and if you're going to win the puck in the corner, you're going to earn it against this team this year, because we got some fellows that are going to come up and smack you right in the mouth if you try to go with them. I mean, Rick's one of those guys.
Well, I couldn't believe that, because, you know, meeting the kid, you see this very, you know, pretty good-looking young kid, tight.
Because he never gets hit.
Well.
Before he takes
there you go.
He's a winner, Tony.
That's
a winner. As the winners do, they win. Again, just to kind of reiterate what's going on, this really for the entire year is the most – it's heal-up time for hockey players, because outside of working out, they're not doing a whole lot on the ice. Of course, the ice isn't down here. They have to find a little – if they want ice time, they have to find that. But they went through camp, the season. The season's right around the corner. This is kind of hopefully calm time. That's why they have an opportunity to enjoy this week.
Yeah, you know, we've got about a month and a half left. Ice will go in second week of August. We're looking at don't have an exact date. But it's not – it seems far away, but it won't be long, and all these kids will be coming up to go to school, Kearney High, UNK – because they're required to, you know, take class or have a job. And so another month from now, all these players will be coming back in. So they got about another month to just hit the weights and let the bodies heal up. And
Todd, we got an email earlier today. Wanted to know about the protected list. When maybe that's not a question for you, and you can pass that on to somebody else. But several of the other teams have announced their protected list of players, and those are out there. The Storm has not. They seem to be playing their cards very tight to the vest.
part of that, and I'll refrain from commenting too much, and, you know, the coaches have a set idea. A lot of that, Tony, it's pretty clear, I mean, who our veterans are coming back. That's not much of a secret. I mean, I guess officially announced. We're not, you know, we'll talk about those guys coming back. Some of them are here, so it's pretty obvious they're protected. The part of the thing is the team's not having rights without getting all the nitty-gritty. A lot of players out there with teams with no rights to them, and a lot of our coaches have, to be quite honest, spotted some potential and some talent with some guys that maybe aren't ranked high on other teams' lists or other teams aren't quite sure what kind of player they are. After going through our camp, we've got our eye on some guys that maybe aren't getting all the attention, and some teams in the league, if they understand we've got them ranked high and are bringing them into camp, they're going to go after those guys and have the potential to take them away from us, realizing, well, the Storm thinks that player's that
so
good. Maybe they're better than we think.
You're going after a two-star because maybe they don't have the film at Rival.
We recognize some guys, to be quite honest, that other teams probably don't realize they're as good as they are, and they may be surprised when they make the roster or go through tryout camp. You just hold that a little close to the vest, you know, and trying to build a team and get better. If you put it all out there for other teams to come in and steal players away, and it happens, and it's fair, but this coaching staff's a little more protected in who sits where, and they don't want to make a commitment either on guys returning just because they're a returning player. There's no guarantee they have a spot. There's other guys that come in that may beat them out for a spot. So there might be a guy here at camp coming in, you know, that doesn't shore up to the talent coming in. So I think it's just being safe and not going all out, putting a lot of pressure on a kid that he's the guy. It's just a little bit of a coaching philosophy difference maybe with past coaching staff that were pretty public about it. And this one's just holding a little more close to the vest just for just competitive reasons more than anything.
Todd Gattullo from the Tri-City Storm with us as we're here at Bogart's at the top of the hour.
He's got a low R.
He's a fan. He'll get on the ice and mix it up. Before we let you go, A, congratulations on your hole-in-one this summer. Yeah. So, you know, we beat you yesterday, but you still – by the way, the hole that he got the hole-in-one on yesterday was one of the two holes our four-man team bogeyed. So so that tells you something.
What hole? What hole? Tell
17 at Prairie Hills. Hills.
Yeah. And secondly, when does the do we know when the schedule's coming out?
We're very close. We submitted. It works like this. We have 30 home dates. We submit about 40 dates to consider. The league has sent that back now. Every team has sent their schedules in. Now the league's tweaking those to make sure matchups are correct. And you get to pick certain dates, and kind of we categorize them like really important dates to less important.
Yeah.
So if you don't, we, you know, we try to avoid Husker Saturdays. So we're trying to, you look at a Husker schedule. So we all, the teams, submit those schedules. Now the league tweaks it. They send out kind of a rough draft. Now we're tweaking that some more. You do a couple revisions, and we should be close. Within a couple of weeks, I'd hope.
We're going to play our first home hockey game here probably, what, February 1st?
October 1-2 is opening weekend.
It wasn't that bad the last year. We're going to save some of the stuff, maybe about some of the promotions and things that you guys have in some of the special days that you know you're going to be playing some home hockey games, because we're going to be tomorrow at the Computer Hardware Friday up at the Hilltop Mall. How's your gut? You were practicing on the half pound over here.
I'm ready. Eight was like first two years I was in it when it was out in the parking lot. Man, we've come a long way from the hot asphalt parking lot in front of the station with the alley around the corner and the puke bucket.
At least he finished asphalt.
I think eight is my best, and
I knew that first year when I was the one out there with the snow shovel getting rid of some of the leftovers out to the
me and Lauren Kaiser running together hand in hand.
There you go. Hey, Todd, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate your support, guys.
That's Todd Gattullo for the Tri-City Storm with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got another break, so let's take one, and we'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes committed 11 errors last night and dropped a doubleheader to Lincoln Pius Sandhills Publishing 5-1 and 9-8. Hastings had 5 errors in the first game and 6 in the nightcap. Hastings is currently 14-20 on the season. The East beat the West 8-7 in 10 innings in the Cornhusker League All-Star game last night at Ryder Park in Grand Island. Chandler Clutie, Alex Johnson, and Brandon Laniger of Carney Runza played for the West, and all three had home runs in a losing effort. John LeMaster of Hastings Five Points Bank was 3-for-5 at the plate and just missed a game-ending home run by inches as the ball was caught in center field. Zach Hollister and Ryan Bender of Hastings Five Points Bank also played in that ball game. Meanwhile, Hastings Five Points Bank will play Lincoln Southeast J.C. Breger tonight out of Duncan Field. Hastings is currently 16-22. First pitch will be at 7, and 1230 KHIS will broadcast beginning with a pregame show at 6:45. The semifinals in the championship game of the Mike Peterson Tournament will be played today in Lincoln. The final two rounds were washed out on Sunday. Lincoln Southwest will play Lincoln Northeast in the first semifinal game at 3 this afternoon, followed by Kearney Brunza against Lincoln North Star at 5:30. The winners will play for the championship at 8. Kearney Little Caesars and Kearney Five Points Bank both suffered losses in Aurora last night. Little Caesars was upended by the Aurora Seniors 12-4, and in the first game, the Aurora Juniors edged Kearney Five Points Bank by the score of 7-6. Hastings Brunza swept a pair of games from Central City last night, 14-6 and 15-7. Hastings pounded out 25 base hits in that doubleheader. The Nebraska Athletic Department has announced the schedule for the final day of the 2010 Emeritus Players Challenge. The Huskers will take on 10th-ranked Illinois at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 7 o'clock after Dayton and Western Michigan square off in the first match of the day at 4:30. The Huskers returned six starters from a team that went 26-7 and was ranked fifth in the final 2009 ABCA poll. Nebraska returns three All-Americans, including two-time selection Sidney Anderson, along with Brooke Delano and Tara Mueller. September 11th will be a busy day in Lincoln, as the Husker football team will also be in action that day, taking on Idaho with an 11:30 kickoff. The Nebraska football team has landed a 6-foot, 210-pound linebacker out of Kansas City. Michael Rose becomes the first player known to pledge to Nebraska's class of 2012. 13 players are known to be committed to the Huskers' 2011 class. Rose was a part-time starter as a freshman at Rockhurst High School and a full-time starter last season as a sophomore. He's played all three linebackers' positions but is being recruited at Nebraska as a weak side linebacker. And Nebraska Kearney football coach Daryl Morris has been named the Omaha World Herald's 2010 Midlands College Men's Coach of the Year. That's sports.
The only golf course with a GPS system in the Tri-Cities area, Indian Head, is hosting the 7th Annual Pepsi Men's Amateur Golf Championship, July 10th and 11th. Fees include a free practice round on Friday, July 9th, grill deals, green fees, and the prize fund. There are only 200 spots available, so now's the time to sign up and choose your Saturday tee times and partners. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head Golf.
Internationally renowned author Willa Cather thrilled to the productions performed at the Red Cloud Opera House.
You can too. A performing arts center as well as a gallery, Red Cloud Opera House still thrills audiences today with music, theater, and art. It remains a unique destination for visitors today. Red Cloud Opera House in Red Cloud. Call 402-746-2641 today or visit willacather.org. Red Cloud Opera House, your window to the world.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Coming up, World Cup Soccer, Spain, Germany. Scott Steinberg's running down the middle of the street. I keep picking on Scott because he's like the most psychotic soccer fan that I know. And, of course, being a soccer coach, that's what he should be. But I know all the soccer fans around. We're going to have it for you. Pre-game at 1, kickoff at 1:30. The winner plays for the World Cup against Netherlands. And, Daddy, you say what you want. It is, I have to believe, the most prized trophy in the world is this Soccer World Cup. I mean, for the world, it's bigger than the Super Bowl, Daddy. I mean, it's not the United States, it's the Super Bowl, but there is no other trophy in the world covered more than that little piece of gold, and it's not very big. But once you get your hands on it, you are a World Cup champion forever.
Yeah, we don't give it a whole lot of thought here about it being, but you're absolutely right on that. It's pretty simple. If you don't have money anywhere, you can find a ball and make a goal out of something. And you got soccer, and a lot of these countries don't have money. That's what they do. It's the only game they know how to play.
Well, Daddy, we're winding things down here at Bogart's with hockey in July at the Tri-City Storm. But tomorrow we will, of course, be at the Computer Hardware. We're looking forward to seeing all our friends over there and doing it all again. Folks, if you haven't had lunch yet, try Godfather's in Kearney. They're there 7 days a week for you. Open 11 to 10 Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 Friday through Saturday. But their outstanding lunch buffet is served from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And so it's right out there for you. Early lunch, late lunch, whatever you need. It's only $6.50. It includes the salad bar as well, located in the Archway Plaza in their new location. They've been up there now for 3 or 4 months. And, you know, taco pizza, pepperoni, the meat, the
humble pie.
Oh, yep, the humble pie. If you don't want the buffet, they'll fix you up a pizza. If you want it to go, you want it delivered, call 234-9444, 234-9444. And while you're enjoying your meal in their dining room, which seats well over 140 folks, ESPN is on, so you can watch whatever you want, your favorite sporting event at their new location in the Archway Plaza. Check it out, Godfather's Pizza, featuring their lunch buffet from 11 to 2, only $6.50, 7 days a week.
I'm thinking of calzone. Sounds really good.
Daddy, we've got more sports information we're going to get to tomorrow. The Nebraska Coaches Association has announced all of their award winners. We got a little bit of list of that earlier this summer, but some of the coaches that are being honored in the respective sports, some of the assistant coaches of the year, we knew who the media members were that are getting there, a couple of friends of ours, or at least mine, at least through the radio station, and we're going to have a chance to talk about that on tomorrow's show as well. And then more talk. It's still till tomorrow night. The big story is LeBron James, World Cup. And then next week we've got British Open. But the World Cup is coming up. We need to take one final break, and we'll do that. Be right back.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Revive Inc. Doing business as Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center, the Unity Houses are proud to present Doug Halleck and Broken in Concert Friday, July 9th. It's a Recovery in the Park celebration at Brickyard Park. There will be a free barbecue at 6 o'clock. Bring a friend and hear the message of Doug Halleck and Broken.
I have battled so much addiction, always wanted to control.
Come hear the message, addiction, salvation, and recovery.
We want to give hope to the hopeless, life to the lifeless, and we think we have a message.
Gotta love, gotta love.
The free barbecue takes place at 6 o'clock, and free concert is at 7 at Brickyard Park, Friday, July 9th. You're welcome to bring a dessert to share. There will be free ice cream to the first 300 children under 15. Free will donations are accepted. For more information on Doug Halleck and Broken, call 402-462-2066. That's 402-462-2066.
Oh, we're ready to wrap up day one of hockey in July. We want to thank all the folks here that helped make our Wednesday Doug and Daddy show possible, including our guest, Dennis Franchione from ESPN, Big 12 football analyst, to take a look at what's going on in the Big 12, to Rick Pinkston from Tri-City Storm, Todd Gatula. Tomorrow, more players, more folks from the Storm. We're going to be at Computer Hardware among our guests tomorrow. We haven't talked to our buddy Bob Jensen in a while, and he's ready to put the magazine out. He's been doing a lot of work. You can check his Huskerland Prep website. Also tomorrow, Bill Haston from the Tulsa World as 12 teams in 12 days begins with Oklahoma State.
Also, before we get to that, we're going to take a look at the Big 12 South and what their non-conference games look like. Some teams have weak ones, some teams play great games, including Oklahoma 14.
World Cup Soccer, Spain and Germany coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!